Some of the most beautiful moments of my priesthood have been times when I've had the privilege of bringing viaticum to someone. The word viaticum comes from two Latin words, via and tecum, which means quite literally with you on the way or with you on the journey. And the church calls viaticum the gift of Holy Communion at the point of death. When someone is close to death, viaticum is their last Holy Communion. It's food for that final journey to heaven. And so often in my priesthood, I've had the privilege of witnessing the profound love and devotion of someone who receives that sacrament, knowing that as they look now upon Jesus Christ veiled under the appearance of bread, soon they will be seeing him face to face in glory. It's a good grace to pray for from time to time, that we would be blessed to receive viaticum as we draw near to our death. Today's readings made me think about the fact that in a very real way, viaticum is not merely Holy Communion at the moment of death, but every Holy Communion is a kind of viaticum, food for the journey. Every Holy Communion is viaticum, not only because we don't know the moment of our death, although that is true. For all you and I know, this morning's Holy Communion could be our very last. God alone knows that. But every Holy Communion is a viaticum because you and I are on a journey, a spiritual journey. The journey that we are on is that journey to heaven, the journey to holiness, the journey to become saints. And just like Elijah in our first reading, that's a long journey, a difficult journey. Elijah needed the strength of that miraculous food that the angel provided so that he could make that journey of 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God. So it is for you and I. If we are going to make progress, if we're going to have strength for the great journey along which the Lord calls us, there's no greater help than the Eucharist. These days in the church's year in the gospel, we're hearing our Lord speak very explicitly and clearly about the profound gift that he gives us in Holy Communion. The bread, he says, that I give, which is truly his flesh for the life of the world. That gift of himself in Holy Communion bears fruit in our lives only if we receive it worthily, only if we receive it well. The only way it can bear fruit in us is if we approach to receive him with proper disposition of mind and heart. What does that mean? Well, first of all, and most fundamentally, it means that we have to first be in the state of grace, and that if we're conscious of any mortal sin, we first need to receive the grace of his forgiveness and confession so that our soul is ready to receive him in Holy Communion. It also means we're called to observe that Eucharistic fast of 1 hour before Holy Communion to, if you will, set apart that particular moment as a sign that this is no ordinary food. This is the very bread of life, Christ's flesh given to us. And then we're called to come forward for Holy Communion with a profound humility of heart. That's why right before we receive him, we say, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. And come forward with great faith that it is truly Christ, that he is truly present in the sacrament that I am about to consume, and to come forward with great love for him, a profound love in our hearts for the one who loved us to the point of death on the cross. I think we could say that the best way to receive Holy Communion, the way to profit most from this blessed sacrament, is to receive every Holy Communion as if it were our last, as if it were our viaticum. And the Church, knowing that we need this food for our long journey, encourages us to receive Holy Communion frequently, often. This, in part, is why we have a Sunday obligation, because our Mother, the Church, knows that we need this food if we're to respond to the Lord's call and make our way along this great journey. But in her love and mercy, the Church also offers us not only the opportunity on Sunday, but literally every day of the year, we can come here and receive Holy Communion. So if Sunday is not a solid, unbending habit in your life, ask our Lord for the grace to make it such. And if it is, ask the Lord perhaps to help you be so filled with a hunger for Holy Communion that you'd come even more often, perhaps once or twice during the week or even every day, as many of our parishioners do. One day, St. John Vianney, whose feast day we celebrated this past week, preached to his people, "When we come from our communions, if anyone said to us, 'What are you taking home with you?' we should be able to reply, 'I am carrying away heaven.'" What a precious gift we have, this food for the journey, this viaticum that the Lord gives us in Holy Communion. May we receive him often and with hearts full of faith and love for him who has loved us to the end. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.